Today in Paris, a commission released its report on the fatal collapse of a terminal at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport last year. It blames structural faults and the building's unique design for the disaster. Four people died when a roof section of Terminal 2E collapsed last May. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Terminal 2E at Charles de Gaulle Airport was a modern construction of air and light. Its concrete dome was sectioned by hundreds of small square windows, giving it the appearance of a tunnel through the sky. But it was that unique design that contributed to its collapse, says Jean Berthier, the head of the independent commission investigating the disaster.
It's a building that's beautiful and innovative from an architectural point of view, but very complicated because of this.
Berthier said while the commission found no problems in the basic foundations, the support pillars, or the quality of the concrete, in a complex structure, unanticipated things can happen. The investigation found that the concrete on the outside of the terminal's dome had contracted and expanded with daily changes in the weather, eventually weakening the structure. The report says the terminal roof had cracked before it finally collapsed, less than a year after it officially opened. No one at Aéroports de Paris, the owners of Charles de Gaulle, was available for comment. In a written statement, the airport said it would examine the report and also call in its own experts. A decision will be made in the next few months whether to completely raise the terminal or to rebuild on the existing structure. At the time of the collapse, Paul Andreu, the terminal's internationally renowned architect, said he was left aghast by the disaster, but that the building was nothing out of the ordinary. The independent report disagrees. Berthier said this was no ordinary building and that the design of such structures which fall outside of architectural norms requires special care.
En général, les bâtiments sont simples. Dans ce cas-là, c'était un bâtiment.
Usually buildings are simple, but in this case it was complex. It looked more like a bridge or a tunnel than an ordinary building.
Berthier's report is careful to assign no blame for the disaster. A separate judicial investigation will now determine whether anyone should be charged in connection with the tragedy. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.